Hello everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 29th mitzvah, the mitzvah of placing wood on the Mizbeach twice a day, once in the evening and once in the morning. Now, I just said that the mitzvah is to place wood on the Mizbeach twice a day. That is only half true. That is what is known as the ma'aseh mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah. The way we fulfill the mitzvah is by placing wood on the mizbeach twice a day. However, that is not the end goal of the mitzvah. That is not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That is the act of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is, as the Rambam says, that the fire on the mizbeach should never be extinguished. The Torah in Parshas Tzav, in Sefer Vayikra, says that a fire should always be burning on the Mizbeach and it should never be extinguished. Now, that isn't an action. That isn't a commandment. That is just a statement of something that God wants. How do we fulfill that mitzvah? How do we fulfill God's desire that the fire on the Mizbeach should never go out? Well, the Torah says a few psukim earlier, a few verses earlier, that the Kohen should place wood on the Mizbeach twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. So the way the Rambam understands it is that the way we ensure that the fire on the Mizbeach will always be burning and will never go out is by the Kohen placing wood on the Mizbeach twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Now, aside from this distinction between ma'aseh mitzvah and kiyum ha-mitzvah, between the action of the mitzvah and the fulfillment of the mitzvah, there is also another oddity or idiosyncrasy with this mitzvah. It would seem that if we wouldn't put wood on the mizbeach twice a day, the fire would go out. And that's not what Hashem wants. However, both the Gemara and the Medrash say that there was a supernatural fire that came down from heaven and was always burning on the Mizbeach. In other words, even if there wouldn't be wood added twice a day, the fire would never go out. So why does humanity need to do it at all? The Gemara and the Medrash say that even though it was not necessary at all, Hashem wanted humanity to contribute to keep the fire burning. This theme of Hashem not needing it, and nevertheless humanity wanting to give and to contribute, also manifested itself on an individual level as well. During the second Beis HaMikdash, at several points during the second Commonwealth, especially during the beginning, as well as during certain times during the Chashmonai period, during the Hasmonean period, the financial situation of the Beis HaMikdash was so dire that they could not afford to buy wood for the Mizbeach. In other words, they wouldn't be able to fulfill this mitzvah. To that end, there were several individuals and several families that took it upon themselves over the course of history during that time of the second Beis HaMikdash to donate privately wood so that the mitzvah could be fulfilled. And the Gemara in Tanis says that those days that people donated privately to the Beis HaMikdash were memorialized forever. As long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, that would be a private Yom Tov for all the descendants of that family. And in addition, that family would always have the privilege of being able to donate from their own personal wood to the Mizbeach on that particular day for all of posterity. Now, as we said, this mitzvah is not a mitzvah on an individual. It is a mitzvah on the community. And if the community, as defined by the Beis HaMikdash Corporation, is not able to afford wood, then they are an onus. They have no choice. They have no recourse, but there is no way to fulfill the mitzvah. Nevertheless, these individuals took it upon themselves to donate and to fulfill the mitzvah in almost a private fashion. And so on a certain level, we have that dynamic again, where the fire would have been burning anyway because it was a supernatural fire. And yet nevertheless, Hashem wanted humanity to go to the extra step. And even if the nation as a whole couldn't do it, individuals who certainly were not obligated to stepped up to the plate. And I think that this all combines to give us a certain picture, at least on a homiletical level, that the fire on the Mizbeach symbolizes the Bren, the Yiddish term Bren, the fire and the burning desire of Jews to serve Hashem. And the Gemara, as the Gemara and the Medrash say, there is a supernatural fire that is always burning no matter what happens. And so similarly, with the Jewish people, no matter what the circumstances are in history, we are promised by Hashem that the Jewish people will never die out. We will ultimately be redeemed, and the fire will always be burning. Nevertheless, despite those supernatural assurances that Hashem has given us time and time again, He nevertheless wants us to do our hishtadlus, to bring our own contributions to the table, whether it be as a nation, or even when the nation as a whole can't step up to a plate, even the little that we can do, even just once a year, one day a year, to be able to make sure, to do our part, to make sure that the flame of the Jewish people on a national and an individual level continues to burn forever. And how do we do that? We do that by the application of fuel, the application of reinvigorating our connection to Hashem day in and day out, twice a day, or on a very constant basis, that the consistency of renewing our relationship to Hashem is the key of making sure that the fire of the Jewish people never goes out. Have a wonderful week.